Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The principal and I were inside the museum, and we were the last one. We were at the end of the group, and so our whole group, all 33 students and 11 chaperones, except for one chaperone and one teacher who were outside the building, they didn't go to the museum, were inside, and we heard some gunshots. You could hear the shots inside the museum, and then the Holocaust Museum has a big open square, and you can see through the glass. So we looked down into the open square and saw that everyone was laying on the ground. So all the students were ahead of us working their way down the stairs. So since we were at the end of the group, we heard the shots, and we knew that all the students were in front of us somewhere with other chaperones. And so we just worked our way forward until we found a group of students. They wouldn't let us cross this divide because there was a glass window. But we just crossed it anyways. And then we found a group of students, and then I began to communicate with the teacher on the outside and had her write down all the names of the students that I was with, and then started to connect her to the other chaperones so we could find all of the students. Because we weren't sure at the time if it was going to be a hostage situation or whether they were going to let us out of the museum. So then we just got with a group of about 14 of the students, almost half of them, and several chaperones, and just sort of found a place to hide, and we were staying down there. Then we saw a lot of people running across the open square with guns, who were apparently plainclothes officers who were armed. But we weren't actually sure if those were, you know, if those were police officers or not, or if they were people who were trying to hold hostages inside the museum. And then eventually, after staying down, we were communicating. We found all the chaperones. We hadn't located all the students, and we were starting to locate them. And then at that point, they started to evacuate people from the museum, and we collected all of the kids.